The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Let's talk about this decision by Diageo, the maker of Guinness and other drinks as well, announcing they're moving a lot of their production out of James's Gate. Guinness will continue to be made there, but lots of their other products will move to this new purpose-built facility in County Kildare. And it begs the question, what should happen with all the space freed up? Now, 20% of it apparently is going to be used for housing, but that still leaves an awful lot of acreage very close to Dublin City Centre. Kieran Perry is an independent councillor on Dublin City Council. Kieran, I understand you think it should be a lot more than 20% used for housing. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think when an opportunity arises such as this, we should jump at it, given that we're continually in the middle of a housing emergency. What we have here is a really good accessible site for close to all the transport hubs. So I think it'd be an ideal location. And I'm aware that Guinness have some proposals coming down the line for the site and at the Guinness Quarter. And again, we'll acknowledge that from what we've heard, it sounds like it will be well designed. It sounds like there was good public consultation, but without a doubt, I would argue that not enough housing. I think housing here should be prioritised, and not just any housing, but specifically public housing, cost rental and social housing. Like, it's a huge site. It's over 12 acres, and I think that would be ideal in a city centre location for tackling what undoubtedly is the biggest issue facing people today.
And do you think they should move all production out of the site? You know, leave the old traditional gate maybe and some of the older buildings, but actually move the Guinness production as well and use the entirety then of the site for social housing?
That would be my preference, absolutely. But again, even to increase what they're proposing for housing on the site would be a victory to some degree. But again, Karen, just to correct, it's not social housing that I'm looking for. It's actually public housing, which will give it a mix of the cost rental that will appeal to people on a slightly higher income who don't meet the criteria, the threshold for social housing. So you have a good social mix there. But the bottom line is that anything that can be moved from the site should be. And I don't believe we require any more hotels or office space, which I believe are part of the ongoing plan from Diageo.
Michael Pidgeon, Green Party councillor, is with us as well. Michael, what about that? Move the Guinness production as well and use the entirety of the site for housing?
I think that'd be a real shame. Like, they are, as you were mentioning there, they're planning to build about 500 homes on the parts of the old brewery that they're not using. There's a lot of lands that are publicly owned around there. We're building, as Kieran said, social housing and some cost rental housing there, so it's going to be another few hundred. If there's extra space freed up, that's great for housing, but I think Guinness Brewing is kind of, it's part of Dublin's history, and I want to be part of our future as well. And it's really that part of town, you know, like, there's obviously there's an employment, there's about 1,000 people employed there, but it's part of our industrial heritage that's pretty much otherwise gone, you know, and the smell of the hops and that sort of thing. I think you want to keep that in the city centre. Yeah. Obviously, you wouldn't think now this is an ideal site to put a factory or a brewery. Of course not. But it is. It has been there, you know, what is it? Got to 300 years at this point. I know in the last decade alone, they've invested over 200 million in that brewery location by itself. So it seems, just even as a practical matter, it seems very unlikely that they would just rip all that out and move it along. Because there is some expansion happening at this brewery as well. Like, they are, as you say, they're moving out a lot of their craft beers and rock show and that sort of thing. And personally, I'm not a rock show fan, so I won't miss that. But Guinness Zero and that sort of thing is expanding on that location. So I think from a tourist point of view, from an industrial heritage point of view, from an employment point of view, and just kind of keeping parts of Dublin that in other parts of the city have faded, I'd love to see Guinness remain there. But I'm fully in agreement with Kieran. If there's space there, it's a great place to live. I don't live far up the road in Inchicore myself. So if there's space for housing, as they have done, I think that's great.
Yeah, I don't think Kieran, though, when you talk about kind of the history and the heritage and the culture, in fairness, I think he's talking about keeping things like, you know, maybe the tower and some of the older buildings and the gate itself. But that, you know, there's no need to actually make Guinness there anymore.
Yeah, I think that's kind of part of it. Like, not everything has to become a museum. Obviously, that's there a bit with the storehouse. But it's not just about the buildings. Like, it's also, like, I like the idea that there's still going to be, even though most manufacturing or industrial work in Ireland is gone, that there's still some of it maintained. And it's a nice part of, like, kind of living history, you know, in the same way we have with, if you want to protect something cultural, it's not just the building. Those that cultural thing's happened in. It's also kind of the output of it. You know, I think they're producing well over a billion pints a year on the site. As I said, they've invested a lot of money in it. It's fairly high tech now. It's not like they're using kind of old machinery. So it seems very unlikely that it would move on. But as the site gets smaller, no doubt use the area for housing. Even from Diageo's point of view, even if they don't want to do, if they're not doing the right thing, just commercially, obviously it's very valuable land. So I've no doubt they're not going to be wasting huge amounts of land there, to be honest.
I wouldn't think so.
They're a big business.
Can I just go back to Ciarán about on that point, that the actual production of Guinness is kind of part and parcel, Ciarán, apologies, of the culture and the heritage and the tradition of that part of Dublin City, and it would be a blow to lose it.
Absolutely, and I can't disagree with the point Michael's making in relation to the architect, the industrial heritage and the history. But let's be honest, Diageo are a multinational company that don't really have any roots in any community anywhere. So what we have is a very valuable site that we can still maintain. Some of the industrial heritage, we can still maintain the history of the site in the area, but we don't necessarily need to have the manufacturing continue on site. Like Michael mentions, the employment, if they're moving a significant proportion of that away, that employment will be lost. They're designed,
but not all of it. You're proposing that what employment remains also gets lost.
I certainly wouldn't have a problem with that. I would see this as being a prime city centre location for housing, and that would be my priority. I wouldn't disagree that there needs to be some recognition of the history, absolutely. But I don't think, given that we're in the middle of a housing crisis, and I wouldn't argue that housing trumps absolutely everything, but in this case, I certainly think it should.
There are lots of available sites. A lack of sites isn't the problem we have, is it?
Absolutely not. It's ironic, Kieran, that this is a 12-acre site that roughly the same size as the Odevney Garden site that was given away by the councillors to a private developer not so long ago. So you're correct. It's not the lack of sites. It's the lack of government investment. It's the lack of government taking the opportunity to build the public housing on the sites that they both own themselves, most importantly, but probably as important, to source sites that either are semi-state or private. That's what we should be looking at. So you're 100% correct. It's not the lack of site. It's the lack of ambition.
Michael, I mean, despite the fact that there are other sites in and around the city, as Ciarán says, that could be developed, I mean, it is 12 acres and you could house an awful lot of people there, couldn't you? And I'm not sure, do many people really who come and visit the storehouse, would they necessarily not come because Guinness doesn't happen to be produced there anymore?
Look, to be honest, I think if something reduces tourist numbers but provides a load of housing, I'll do the thing that provides a load of housing. That's a fairly simple one for me. I guess it's a bit deeper and maybe a bit more profound. It's just about thinking that, like, trying to maintain that ongoing link, because Ciarán's right, Diageo is a giant corporation, rootless and ruthless and all that, but at the same time, Guinness as a company has employed a lot of people. It does have a link. I know this from living abroad with Ireland in a lot of people's minds and with Dublin. And I just think in a way that, you know, perhaps I don't have 50 points to back it up, but it just feels like it would be a real loss if that was no longer doing anything in Dublin. As you say, like, land is one of the issues facing housing and availability of sites. But, you know, we all know plenty of vacant properties. We all know lots of sites. There's one opposite where I live in Inchicore where there's planning permission, but at the moment there isn't building sector capacity to build it. So land is part of it. I'm not going to dismiss it, but it's not the only thing. And I think if you were looking to look at underused industrial sites for housing, you'd be looking, as we are doing, at the Bluebell, the Nace Road, CIE Lands in Inchicore. Like, there's a lot of spaces which are within a kind of a 10-15 minute cycle into town that could be ideal without compromising James's Gate Brewery.
All right. Michael Pidgeon, Green Party councillor, and Ciarán Perry, independent councillor in Dublin City Council as well. Listen, thank you both very much for joining me. Brian from the capital says, sure, let's bulldoze the GPO while we're at it. Ridiculous to have such a big building in the city centre when the site could be used for a housing. Slightly tongue-in-cheek. Slightly. Brian, thank you for the text. 53106, the number.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.